Thousands of women from Israel and the Palestinian territories have joined a march for peace across Israel and the West Bank. They're calling on the region's politicians to resolve their conflicts and return to the negotiating table. Iris Makler reports.
DW.
The Mothers, the anthem of the Women Wage Peace Movement, blares out in a park in Jaffa, part of the seaside city of Tel Aviv. Thousands of women listen and dance in the autumn sunshine. The performers, like the audience, are Israeli and Arab women seeking to channel female energy to bring an end to this conflict.
We have like 27,000 members. 20% Arab Israelis and 20% men. We are speaking about an inclusive feminism.
The group was formed after the Gaza War of 2014 by Israeli mothers, including Lily Weisberger.
It's time for healing. That's the reason that after 4,000 years, we are saying enough is enough. It's time for peace, for reconciliation. It's time to create a new story and not repeat again and again this tragedy. Thousands of Palestinian sisters are going to join us, and together we are creating this awakening of hope.
This message appealed to French migrant Pascal Shen, as her teenage son received his call-up to do Israeli military service during the Gaza War.
This is my responsibility to do something as a citizen, as a mother. After the war, I realized that it's about time. I should do something. I should stop watching TV and crying in front of the screen.
The women march through Jaffa to get their message out, singing, dancing, and playing drums, guitars, and flutes. They've been holding events like this across the country this autumn, hoping to expand their base and to unite all women, Palestinian and Israeli, old and young, Muslim, Christian and Jewish, and also left and right within Israeli society. Pascal Shen says this is one of their biggest challenges.
Women Wage Peace is a political movement, but it is not affiliated to any party, and in order to succeed, in order to influence our government, we have to be as many as possible. And this is not a question of right and left, because peace is for everybody, like security.
Shen says she believes that today's march has attracted new women. But for Palestinian women, it's different. They can't just come from the West Bank to join in. The only place Israelis and Palestinians can meet without permits is in a part of the West Bank known as Area C. So that's where Women Wage Peace organised its main rally this week. Lama Abu Arkoub, a mother of five from Hebron, is one of 3,000 Palestinian women boarding buses across the West Bank early Sunday.
The message is enough with violence, enough with hatred, enough with blood, enough with war.
They reach a stretch of desert near the Dead Sea where two huge tents have been erected, named for Hajar and Sarah, the biblical mothers of the Muslim and Jewish peoples. But Lama Abu Arkoub concedes many of the Palestinian women had to battle to get here.
Yeah, in my community, I cannot go telling everybody that I'm participating in this. Most people think that if we are doing this, we are beautifying the image of occupation in Palestine, and that's a crime. So you cannot go tell everybody.
Some 10,000 Palestinian and Israeli women walk together through the desert, looking very much like a scene from the Bible or the Quran themselves. They say it's a wonderful feeling to mingle freely, for a moment no longer enemies, and filled with hope. Lama Abu Arkoub again.
Oh, I am very optimistic, and I know it will make a difference. It will take time, yes, it will take more effort and a bigger number of women participating next time to send a stronger voice, but I am optimistic, and I know that this will lead to something because women are strong and women can, and they will.
They shelter from the sun inside the tent after their hot, dusty walk, meeting up with old friends and making new ones. Critics say this is idealistic, not realistic. But Women Wage Peace believe that soft power can lead to real results, to benefit both peoples. Next stop, Israel's parliament, to start lobbying politicians. Iris Makler, DW, at the Dead Sea.
This report was brought to you by DW.